Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Bowers.
Byron Bowers.
Hey,
welcome to the
doing?
Show, man.
Hey, thank you for having
long time
me.
Long time.
I kind of want to make you Byron Bowers the third. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
You come from a long line of Byron Bowers.
That's hilarious. Did
Why?
You look that up?
No.
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah,
are you being sarcastic?
You're third?
Yeah, I'm a third.
Come on.
You liar.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No, it's true.
Now I think you're fucking with me.
Andrew Bowers the third. Yep.
No.
Andrew Bowers. Yeah, distinguished. Very distinguished slave.
Stop it.
I haven't seen you in 3 years.
Yeah, man.
It's been a long time. You look a lot older, man. I don't want to be mean, but you look like
look, man, we
a
all
lot.
Been through some things.
We all have been through some things.
In these past 3 years.
I know, man.
And luckily, we made it through.
Made it through. You got a new special. We're going to talk about that mm-hmm. later.
We're going to talk about people going through things.
People going through things.
Dumb things.
Dumb things. And I got the first story right
okay,
here.
Go ahead.
Let's
okay,
get it ready.
Let's
give me the headline. This is, by the way, sent in by Megan Lisowski at Soymates. For the number four, Eva.
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 Yeah.
Lisowski.
Yeah.
All right, here's the headline. You ready? Yeah. Okay. Florida man, we already love it.
Oh, yeah.
You know this thing.
Someone is
you perform down in Florida, don't you?
I have before, yeah. And as a Georgia man, they like our cousins that we don't.
That's like the line. Florida, yeah, Georgia line. Ooh. You don't cross it, right?
Unless you want to get into some interesting stuff.
That's right.
Florida, shout out to Florida.
Shout out. Florida man caught after attempting to outrun police on a lawnmower. How messed up do you have to be to think you can outrun the police?
You just have to be drunk
enough
to not have like forethought, like how this is going to go.
No, you just putting the pedal to the metal.
Yeah,
right?
You're putting the pedal to the metal. You already going. Like,
yeah.
You like, fuck it.
You see a hill and you're like, I think
have
I can take
it. You guys ever
him.
Been on one of those like industrial riding lawnmowers that have two big handlebars and you go forward like this.
Like
and
footloose?
Back like this, yep. And you go like this to turn.
Have you really?
I haven't been on, but I know what he's talking
about. Yeah, yeah. When I worked at the cemetery, that's what we would use to mow.
These things?
These?
Yep.
That's a huge engine on those.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying you can't outrun the cops.
But you also, no way you can outrun the cops.
But they haul.
First off,
they turn on
as a Southerner, right? And we're going to go through this because spiritual, you could transcend different things, right?
Okay, sure.
So as a Southerner, you can't beef up and bore out the motor of a lawnmower.
That's what I was going to say. Faster. Put like a Corvette motor on a
four-barrel car.
And anytime you're in something fast, you always think, I could outrun the police.
Right? No matter what it is. And you're like, how are these guys going to get on lawns? I'm going to drive on grass.
I want to know. I wish someone kept stats. There's no way to keep this stat. How many times has that worked out?
Never.
You're like, I can outrun the cops.
Never.
Like, well, in motorcycles, it almost always works out because most police forces do not pursue motorcyclists.
What if you're a motorcycle?
I know two young men that just
shall
got
remain
called.
Nameless. Let's out them right here.
As an older person, you're like, oh, that was dumb. Mm-hmm. But you're still not saying don't outrun the police.
Right.
We saying this is where you fucked up at when you outran the police.
That's right.
Because you was going 176 miles an hour.
Oh, damn.
So you're fearless already, but you didn't have to just keep going straight.
Right.
Yeah. You couldn't go. That's
were
right.
they on motorcycles?
Yeah, they was on motorcycles.
And they got them?
And one of the motorcycles
flipped.
It broke down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you've had enough head start to, like.
You could have made a turn.
Yeah.
Is what
I'm saying. Yeah.
But that's the youth. You know, we make mm-hmm. all make dumb decisions.
Yeah. Dude, I say get off the motorcycle, hop on the lawnmower, and take that off.
That's right, what I'm saying. And then all you got to do is you take
change
off your
clothes,
shirt and then just start mowing
the
grass.
Lawn. You start mowing the lawn, mm-hmm. people are like, Let him finish,
officer.
Have you seen anyone coming this way? I've been mowing the lawn.
That's when your 3 years of Spanish come in, okay?
Okay,
no, I blow English.
There you go. So Florida man.
It's 2 a.m. Why are you mowing that lawn at 2 a.m?
Oh, a Florida man reportedly took, quote, cut and run. To a whole new level.
Oh, shut
that's
the
a
hell
great
up.
Job.
Oh,
a
wow.
Come on, man. By cutting grass in his gateway vehicle, police say. I don't even know what a gateway is.
Did they
is.
Mean to say getaway?
Oh, yeah, getaway. I'm sorry. I said gateway, by the way.
Oh, I thought they missed. Hey,
no,
the amount
it
of times
says getaway. You're right.
If you
dumb.
Need Dan to help you read, like, or Byron.
Are gateway building lawnmowers?
They started with computers, and they did it so badly.
Pivot.
Pivot, and they're like, we can do this.
Get
we
yourself actually a gateway.
Made it, yeah, get yourself a gateway. It comes in a giant cow box. Yep. All right. By fleeing from officers on a lawnmower, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, you know they get the craziest calls. Yeah. Okaloosa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
That feels like panhandle.
Right, yes.
I have no idea.
Okaloosa,
where
are like, I mean, Lake Okeechobee is on the west side near West Palm Beach, so I feel like this might be in the same area. Mm-hmm. Dusty Mobley,
that's the name.
That's the guy's name,
Dusty Mobley.
Mobley.
That well, sounds Dusty, like what he's doing.
Yeah, Dusty is a cop runner. He
that's
ran.
Exactly what
he
I was going to say.
He driving. He drive things.
He drive.
Dusty.
If he has a motor, things.
Yeah,
he's on it.
If you were friends with Dusty Mobley in junior high, you knew he was going to run from the cops someday.
Someday. Yeah.
Someday.
Most, yeah. That's what he was voted.
Because he got away on
school.
That bird scooter.
Yeah. That's
mm-hmm. He got away on the hovercraft.
Yeah.
You know how you got to fucking fast, you got to go to flee the cops on a hovercraft? You got to lean like this?
You got to literally be parallel. Aggressive. Parallel.
Like a roll runner. Yeah. He got roll runner stickers on his hovercraft.
This angle
smooth
for like
criminal.
An hour.
Smooth criminal. Dusty is the type of person who would boost the motor of a hovercraft.
That's right.
For sure.
He was arrested on Saturday after a bizarre police chase. Deputies added that this arrest came just how many months after Mobley jumped into a swamp to escape deputies who were looking
okay,
to
so prior to this,
to.
How many months before had he risked the swamp?
Jumped into
life?
A swamp in Florida. That's
in
a
Florida.
Death wish.
You're basically saying
you don't
this
care.
Is more, this is care. Better than, I mean, listen, we all know this is, you may get the swamp, you can actually reason with an alligator.
Yeah, for man, sure. Man, that's the best bar of all time.
To clear that?
Yeah. Dusty yeah. Fleeing the police, faced with gun charges with a pump. So he eluded by jumping in a swamp.
Just swamp.
Jumped in a swamp.
Swamp.
That is.
It's a new. That's the definition of swamp people.
So he jumped
how many months
how
before?
Many months before did he jump in a swamp to elude the police and now he's trying to evade
Byron,
them?
You want to go first, Tig, or last?
You can go. You just
since they use the months like with an S on the end, I'm going to say it's one.
1 month, okay.
1 month.
Because they're trying to throw us off the trail.
Okay, Jay,
I'm going to say 4 months.
That's exactly what I was going to
really?
Say.
Really?
Dan, yeah. You got to come up with another one.
Two. I'll go 2 months.
All right, get your answers in because Dusty Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped into a swamp to escape deputies who were looking to serve warrants on him 7 months ago.
No
seven.
Shit.
This dude's been on the run for seven
that's
months.
Like a different lifetime when
maybe
you think
he's
about
living
it.
In the
different,
swamp.
Different, man.
Right?
7 months ago, we were mm-hmm. doing. We were different.
I also
people.
Think like in 7 months they're kind of like we don't really care. You know, like we've moved on from Dusty Mobley.
Yeah,
right? 7 months.
Maybe he was feeling like he needed attention.
Or we're gonna let him lay low and think he got it.
Yeah.
Do you ever think they do that where cops like?
I
they,
would also say yeah. like swamp justice. Like, if you jump into the swamp and you survive.
Home base?
For, you, no, yeah. I'm just saying it's yeah. a wash.
That's you, a different jurisdiction.
Right, right. Let the gators.
International
right.
waters yeah. apply.
If you went into the swamp and the swamp decided that you live, then fine.
Then
you're
you
good.
Made it.
You go back to zero.
This
we
is like
reset
an old
everything.
If the witch floats, we don't
100%.
Burn her to
if
death.
If the swamp doesn't kill, kill you, you, then you are meant to get a new, fresh start.
All right, so the sheriff's department.
But you know he's in one of those towns where they like. Guess who jumped in the swamp?
Dusty.
Like Dusty
Mobley.
Like, yeah,
y'all knew it.
Yeah,
who,
yeah.
Else?
No, no.
Who else could
my
it?
Brother it keeps jumping into the swamp.
No, Byron, it's one of those times where you go, guess who jumped into the swamp? Say it again.
Dusty Mobley.
No, just say Dusty. Which, guess who jumped in the swamp?
Dusty.
Which one? Like, it's one of those times.
There's
too.
More than one?
Which Dusty?
Dusty from the lawnmower. The right, lawnmower. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. No,
okay.
Henderson or Mobley? All right, so... The sheriff's department said deputies went to his home. So they're now looking for him from that other
sure,
from
yeah,
the swamp.
Yeah, yeah.
That
months.
Is what prompted them to go get him in that 7 months.
Oh,
at
wow.
what time on Sunday at on Posco Broxson Circle in Holt? So put that
wow,
down
yeah.
in the
wow, so they're knocking on the door and then out the back of the
you
garage.
Just, so what time?
You see it?
Here comes the music. Okay, what time?
Wait, what if
yeah.
But I mean, I'm imagining that he's rigged up something where it is like half of the hoverboard and a push lawnmower.
Everything
so
all together.
He's on a
and sure, it's on yeah. top of a bird scooter. He's doing all three.
I like the push thing. Like he just busts out of the garage full, like
Both you're not handles get down. Me.
And they're running.
By what time? I feel like they're serving a knock warrant in the middle of the night. So
what do you think?
I'm going to go 2 a.m.
2 a.m., Jay, what do you think?
I'm going to say 3 in the afternoon. What do you
I'm
think?
I'm around like 6 before church.
6 a.m.?
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Fine. On a Sunday, he did it at 9:30 a.m.
Whoa. Okay.
Give him a little time to rest, right?
Rest wait on that.
For an outstanding warrant. But Mobley allegedly tried to escape, speeding away as fast as a John Deere ride-on lawnmower. So
that's not
he was
that
on
fast.
Carrying
it's not,
it can't
not
be
that fast,
fast
at all.
Until officers caught up and used a stun gun to capture him. So
and you know that there was at least a block of them walking alongside.
Sir,
like, just stop, man.
Sir.
I'm going to take
it. It's out.
Not going
you hear it turned on. I just
turned
on the gun.
And that cop and Dusty went to high school together.
So
Dust, come on, Dust. I'm telling you, I'm going to tase your ass.
Dan. So I love that you said on foot because the next sentence is in the article. It's unclear if the officers gave chase or on foot or were they in a
See,
patrol
100%.
car.
100%. They were just alongside.
Walking.
Who gets tased from the patrol car?
Listen, that's a long way to get tased.
That's a slow move.
That's a slow move.
You got to practice that some type of a class, right? To
right?
tase somebody?
A drive-by tasing?
That's probably, not that they give a shit, but I bet you're not supposed to be able to do that.
No, you
tase
should not.
Tase from the car.
That's what I'm
tase
saying.
From the car.
Yeah.
That leads me to believe that they're walking on foot
yeah,
next or running.
Unless you want to, and you like, come on, Dusty. Fuck it. Side tape. Donut, side tape.
As the car's spinning.
And then he stops and he finishes donut, and then he go get.
So a no-look tape.
Also, he said it when he did it, too. Side tape.
Side tape. All right, Mobley was wanted by the police in connection for alleged theft of how much money? Of a how expensive is the boat
that
he apparently
tried to steal before he jumped
stole,
in the swamp?
Stole.
Ooh.
I want to say
2,500 boat. What do you think? Oh, I think it's like a $12,000 boat. What do you think?
I'm going to go, I like 2,500. I'm going to go $5,000 boat.
He is one in connection to the alleged theft of a $40,000
boat.
Ooh.
Okay.
This
That's
dude
legit.
Is trying to flee on boat, mm-hmm. on lawnmower.
Yeah. Anything with a boat.
Into a swamp. So
he's a fucking, he's like a real life Jim Croce song.
This guy, like, he went through a boat. He went.
Yeah.
Either way, he's not successful at. He might could drive anything with a boat, but he's definitely not getting far
no,
with it.
No.
He's bad said
was,
bad
was stolen by a suspect who reportedly used heavy machinery to cut a hole in the side of a metal building to gain access to the building on Highway 4 in Baker. So he knew a boat was in a building, used the thing to cut a hole
like
in
a
it.
Cartoon. Like,
yes. Yeah, to cut a hole in and pull the boat. This guy's like he's like Wile E. Coyote.
That's what I was thinking.
Right?
It's the name Dusty.
Dusty Coyote.
I wonder what his real name is. Byron Andrew Byron.
The third.
Got relatives in
the
Florida.
Third. No, you Florida back
you got
in.
Got relatives
in January.
Florida? Do you talk to them?
Rarely, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mobley was charged with a string of offenses, including grand theft of a vehicle,
sure.
felony criminal mischief, that's always a fun
yeah,
one,
yeah.
Two counts of resisting an officer, possession of a concealed weapon by a felon, carrying a concealed handcuff
they
key.
They rang him up.
Carrying a concealed handcuff key. I didn't even know that was a thing. And possession of drug paraphernalia. According to deputies, mm-hmm. he also had a pipe containing what appeared to be meth residue and a revolver on him when he was taken into custody. I love that he had all this on
him. He had like a goddamn utility
like you
belt.
Don't got to bring everything with you when you hop on the
key,
mower.
Yeah.
The gun. Put that in your
pipe.
He had a
John Deere. He had a little John Deere bag.
Like a little to-go bag.
Baby, I'm about to flee.
give me
bag.
My thing. Where's the meth pipe? Where's the...
He got his list. I got my pipe. I got my revolver. All the stuff you trust, right? I don't drink no 5-hour energy drink.
Get
me
out
of there. There's no
I
room
need
for
the
this.
Pipe. All right. The statement of the sheriff's department Facebook page, of course, sparked much amusement among the locals after he said on Sunday, a Holt man who jumped into a swamp to avoid Okaloosa Sheriff's Office deputy trying to serve him warrants was not successful yesterday when he put a John Deere riding lawnmower into high gear
sure.
and tried to outrun pursuing deputies. And we're going to find – we did it in the morning. I'm going to find out if there's any more of this right here. So we're going to end on this.
Okay.
The first story we're going to end on this.
Okay.
How old is Dusty Mobley? You know Dusty Mobley tried to jump into a swamp to avoid the police
yes.
for a stolen boat that he tried to cut out of a building with heavy machinery.
Yes.
How old do you think Dusty Mobley is if he was going to pull
Byron,
all this
which,
off?
Byron, where do you want to go?
I'm going to say 40.
Okay.
40.
Oh, man, that still seems kind of young.
It does, but –
all right, what do you think, Jay?
I want him to be like 60.
You want 60?
I'm going right. to say 60.
Okay, yeah. What do you think?
I think he's 26 years old.
Okay. One of you
is exactly right?
Oh.
Now we get to play the game. Who do you think is exactly right?
Here's the thing. He can't be young because that generation don't even, they don't, okay. This is old school.
They don't want a boat.
There's a lot of planning. School. This is an old school thing.
Yeah, you got to have a certain skill set. This, you didn't grow up with phones or nothing.
You did not.
Okay. Doing this type of, you know. Sure.
Yeah, or at least like you came into it.
My thing is, what did he want to do with the boat?
Swim around the, go around the swamp.
The problem with stealing something like a boat is, yeah, you have to have a buyer.
Right.
And he doesn't feel like somebody who has a buyer.
Well, so this is Florida. Like I said, people I know who get weapons and certain things always go to Florida to get it.
Sure.
You go there.
That's where, like, there's like murky rules.
There's a whole market that we can't see.
They got some crazy. I know somebody bought a spider.
What?
Yeah, like a rare spider you're not supposed to get from. You can get snake. You can get all type of.
A rare spider?
Yeah, like
I'm going down to Florida.
Blue tarantulas. And
no,
stuff. They got it.
I'm going down to Florida. What are you getting?
In the mail. You know what I mean? So
in the mail.
Yeah.
What the hell? Came in a jar.
Byron.
In the mail in an envelope.
Okay, I'm gonna. So now we're gonna play. Who do we think is
who
right?
Who do you think is right?
I think Byron's right. I think he's 40.
What do you?
I think I'm right. I'm saying 60. I'm
staying. Gonna stay at 40.
That's an instinct. That's a.
You went so fast it made me feel like.
Well,
I was
it
wrong.
Said and that's the number that popped in my. Okay.
And I. But I'm saying he went fast when he said one of you is right. I felt like he didn't have time to process my answer to say that.
So you're going on that.
So right. I think it's.
Okay. You didn't think it was Jay's 60?
No.
Okay. Get your answers in, townies, because. Dusty Mobley, the man who outran the police and jumped into a swamp, and I guess they just let him stay in there.
Swamp justice.
Well, yeah,
swamp
justice. What, are you going to go get him?
They tried to cut a boat. I literally cut
a hole in a metal building and stole a boat.
$40,000 boat. Then tried to elude the cops after they knocked at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday to get him on a John Deere riding mower. Is 40 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Context clues. If I was playing detective. First off, this is like some shit I would do if I still lived in the South.
Stop.
I'm being honest with you. You're describing my life because for fun, you know.
For fun.
It does sound fun.
Jumping takes 60 out of the game.
Yeah.
Because I barely would jump now. Sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like jumping is a young man.
I jumped and I ruined my back.
Can we say this? Jumping is a young man's game.
Into a swamp, you know, it's cushy.
Yeah. Swamp jumping is a young man's game.
I played basketball like in a league last Sunday. My back is still out.
No.
Still out. I need a cushion. My back is out.
Your back said no. Stop it. All right. There you go. That is it. That is first story down in the books. When we come back, we're
going to
talk about, we're going to talk about Byron's new special. Phenomenal. So cool. The way it was shot and all this stuff. We'll talk about all those things plus stuff we have going on the other side of the mic.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more to People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. Before we get into story number two and before we get into what Byron is doing, we want to remind people that Randy and I are going to be in Alaska doing shows.
Doing these 3 days in Alaska. It's been so long since we were in Alaska. I'm excited to do these shows. We're going to do them on December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
And then on the 8th, we're going to be at the Fillmore in San Francisco
for a special event. And then we're going to be in
Denver in January, San Diego, and beyond. So just check supersklars.com, and Daniel's got some dates, too.
Yeah, just go to danielvankirk.com.
All right, Byron, new special out. Let's talk about it.
How can people consume it?
It shot in a boxing ring.
It's on Hulu, and then it's on Disney also. You know, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Nicky.
Right.
Nicky don't put a nick on the screen. You know what I mean? Shout out to Los Feliz. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. So talk about special. I mean, is it the collection of, you know, your best stuff that you've been doing for a while?
I think it's a collection of how I got to this moment.
Yeah.
It's a very spiritual thing. And I definitely stripped it of some jokes to make the story a little bit more impactful.
Yeah.
And it's cinematic. It's more of a indie film than an actual.
Oh, wow.
That's what I gathered.
Yeah.
That's what I gathered from it. And I just, I don't know. And stuff that I've read about it as well, people love how deep you go in this thing, which, you know, every time we've hung out.
We have no doubt. We know you're funny.
You're a funny dude, period. But every time we hang out with you, we always talk about deep stuff. So it's like I love that you brought that to the forefront with this special, which is we're all trying to do something that is a little bit different that catches people's eye.
Yeah, and
I feel like this will.
I realize it's the game that keeps us from doing this because we have to fight to do something different.
Mm.
And you have to fight to promote something different. And they don't want to do this. They just want a cookie cutter special.
Right.
You know? So my instincts was why I held out so long. I probably could have did a special.
You could have.
Like 2014 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just wanted to show us that we could do something different. And it's a tribute to when Special started.
Yeah.
Right? Because when Special started, they were just that special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though they was on stage. And then the title is an ode to like the old titles of comedy albums that nobody could talk about publicly.
That's right.
You know,
that's
people will watch comedy in the basement.
Or hey, I got this album and it's just a handful of people listening to it. And then word of mouth, it
word
gets
spread.
Word of
mouth. So it's a lot of tributes like that. Watching like Raw and it had like an intro to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or Richard getting out of his car with his wife and walking into the thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So cinematic. So I wanted to attribute all that stuff to it. And then the comedy being compared to boxing.
Yeah.
The technical parts of it and the fight that we go through. And my girlfriend, who's also a great filmmaker and producer, was able to get behind me and fight. And luckily, she just won an award, a DGA award,
nice.
As we were going in. So those things
that all
helped.
Lined up.
Yeah, it all helped. You know, so.
Did you make it yourself, or did you make it and then sell it, or did you make it for them?
No, we pitched it.
That's great. And you had already made it, or you pitched it. You
pitched
the idea.
We pitched
of it.
The idea.
Oh, that's wow. Great.
And then FX, who usually is an artist based network, you know, with shows like Atlanta and stuff like that.
Sure.
They was excited about it and they
that's
went
awesome.
In on it.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I love it. So the name
shout
of
out
it,
to FX for taking a chance because they definitely
amen.
Took a chance.
Amen. Yes. Name of the special so people can see
spiritual
it.
Spiritual nigga because I know y'all don't want to say it.
Yeah, I can't say it.
Only Nazis and black people.
I say spirit. I just go spiritual and then I go quiet.
Yeah.
Is what I do whenever I'm listening
N-word.
To rap music.
It was a black lady because she don't say the N-word. She don't like it, so she said spiritual N-word yesterday, and that was the first time I heard a black person say that. And
because she didn't want to.
Also,
say
it also then sounds like I N W A R D like spiritual inward.
Oh,
spiritual inward.
Yeah,
dude, wow. Daniel Kirk. See, now there's another talking point for you.
What? That's how I could sell the hoodies for the
yes.
culture.
And if you write out inward,
awesome. I'll write it out. Yeah, yeah. I'll write it out like that. Wow.
Dude, are you kidding me? Right
man,
here.
I just got the spiritual
can I if you do that, can I get one? The spiritual INWARD.
Yeah, you hear it right here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Chop this up and we're going to
chop
this
it out.
Chop it up. Because it's about to be released in Australia, New Zealand. That's how they can say it.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Inward. Inward. Yeah. I love it. All right, man, that is so good. For fans of this show and everybody who listens to this show is a comedy fan. Like, we've cultivated what I think to be some of the best. I love our fans so much. And they are respectful of comedy. They love comedy. I'm telling you guys.
Have we ever brought you
have
something
have we steered you,
you
wrong? But go check this dude's special out because he's one of the funniest comics doing it. Like he said, he probably could have done a special in 2014, like at least almost 10 years ago. He waited to do this now the way that he wanted to do it, and it looks beautiful, and it's got a great message, and it's deep.
Yep.
So check it out.
You
guys
ever been
will love
sad
it.
In the press, didn't know how to tell nobody or express it?
Mm-hmm.
Then this is the special for you.
Boom. So Jay and I just played. We did the Comedy Gives Back golf tournament, which which was so much fun, and it's just so good to participate in that. Like, we showed up at this golf tournament, and I wound up donating money while I was sitting there because I loved it so much. They showed a video of all these comics, specials, and people, everybody talking about John Mulaney and Maria Bamford, and all these people talking about the mental stuff that we deal with on that level. And I was like, man, they showed so many comics from their stuff, and you're like, so many of us talk about those issues and all that stuff. It's deeply ingrained in what we do.
Yes.
If you put a ring around the whole thing, it's like, wait a minute, we've been talking about mental health stuff for years. So it's great that like we're digging into it now, because I think now everybody's ready to hear it.
Yeah, and we lose comics.
Yes, we do. Brody Stevens,
yeah,
Jack Knight.
You know what I mean?
Jack Knight.
Yeah.
Come
so
on.
It's a thing of like also talking to us.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, the black community has a stigma in it because mm-hmm. they want us to go to church and these things.
Yeah, and you're like, well, maybe there's another way to talk
about
it.
Yeah, we can't pray. Like, my dad was schizophrenic, and they would send, like, nobody.
Pray it out.
Yeah, pray it out. And I'm like, you can't, this ain't nothing you can pray out.
That's
this
right.
This is a technical or something you go to the doctor
for. Yeah, medical.
Yes.
Yeah, I said
shame on you for believing in science. All right, shall we get to a second story?
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Ready?
Man, I love it.
Here we go.
Thank you.
A Red Robin customer found drugs in her to-go order. Charlotte police are now investigating.
That's the special
sauce.
Did
she order it? Did she order
it? That's the special sauce.
Well, or, because this happened in, I think, Atlanta, a guy was selling crack through McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I think and somebody got the wrong order.
Yes, because they ordered, they said the phrase, and they didn't
mean
it.
You accidentally said the phrase.
So maybe she did that. Like, let me get one of them. What kind of restaurant was it?
Red Robin.
Oh, yeah. Let me get one of these flicking chicken. These ticking.
She did something with her head and wound up with ticking chicken, and then it came.
This was sent in by Adam Poulton at Pultsky75.
Love this dude.
Charlotte, North Carolina. A curbside to-go customer at Red Robin in North Charlotte.
See, once you start adding curbside, there's like no.
You're too lazy to walk into the restaurant.
Well, no, but I mean, the curbside to go means like it's a whole other world of the restaurant that like 10 years ago didn't exist. I mean, really, 5 years ago didn't really exist.
Right.
That wasn't a lot of curbside pandemic thing. It's a pandemic thing.
Curbside to go customer at Red Robin in North Charlotte says she got more than she ordered when she got home and discovered an edible treat inside her bag.
How'd she know it was an edible treat?
She ate it, and 6 hours later,
that customer
she saw dead relatives.
That customer who wished to not be identified. Why?
You know why? Unless you ate it.
She ate it. She saw the Red Robin. That's what she ordered, the Red Robin.
Yeah, right.
I'll take the Red Robin.
Can I get a Rolling Robin? You didn't do anything wrong. Also, you're on the news.
Yeah.
They're probably in front of your house.
Did they modulate her voice?
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
Said that her takeout order included a mystery bar along with a business card. This is a fucking entrepreneur.
Dude, this is like.
Yes.
This dude is work. You talk about crack through McDonald's.
And I love that you said dude. Like, we're just assuming this is a dude and not a woman.
Right.
This is not a woman who's selling out of bowls.
I don't know. It could have been a woman.
I took the salad out of the bag. I'm sorry.
I took the salad out of the bag.
And I noticed this treat at the bottom like a Rice Krispie treat, she said.
I would have eaten that shit. No question. That would have been the first thing I ate.
Yeah. Here's one of the dumbest parts of this story.
Dessert first.
Quote, it had a marijuana leaf on the card, so we didn't know if it was infused with marijuana or something else.
What? I'd say it is.
No, you know exactly. What drug dealer's like? So here's the deal. With my heroin, I put a marijuana leaf on it.
Oh, also, no, I just made you a regular Rice Krispie treat,
right.
But also I sell weed.
Also, if you like the Rice Krispie treat,
you're going to love
this. You're going to love the organic weed.
Yes. Yeah, both are organic. 100%. Just so you know, farm to table.
Women don't do stuff at Red Robin. They go big.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They
would
start a whole. They would be at like what's the raw vegan place doing it?
Yeah,
sure.
Like
Tasty Green, the
Tender
Green.
There was a chick selling farts in a jar. You seen how luxurious? You saw how luxurious her jars look.
Yes,
she's not.
She went
to West
End. You know, got them jars.
You know, she's onto a new thing now. She sells her boob sweat.
Boob sweat.
That's what she sells
she
now.
Drops
same
the
girl.
Boob sweat. Wait, did you say she went to West Elm?
Yeah.
She went to West Elm.
You know, I got a West Elm silverware at the house. Gold.
Yeah, it's magic.
It's very nice.
It's very nice. They don't mess around.
So it had a marijuana leaf on the card, so we didn't know if it was infused with marijuana or something
else.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Assume it is.
There's no
doubt.
I want
one now.
At last check, the contact information on the card, including the Twitter account for the product, is no longer active, and nobody picks up when the phone number is called.
Yeah.
So this person was making to-go orders at Red Robin and then including a full business flyer for their edibles,
a menu
and
almost.
Giving you a free edible.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that
this
person.
This worked 100 times
Dan,
before the 101st.
That person does not work at Red Robin. How many times have you been to Red Robin and they didn't get your order right? You're like, oh, hey, I'm sorry. Can you? So this is a person who works for the person at Red Robin who is distributing it, and they screwed it up.
Okay. And they're 26. Mm-hmm. Here's the plan.
Sure.
Yes. 26-year-old.
Here's the plan. It's Red Robin numbers are down. I got an idea to get your numbers up.
Let's right.
Get
start.
Them the edibles.
That's
I
it.
Guarantee you they'll be back.
Twice
in one night.
Because they'll be like, did I go to Red Robin's tonight?
That's
I can't
what was
remember.
In the bag. That's professional.
That's a good-looking Rice Krispie
treat. Yeah, that
multicolored,
is.
Multicolored.
You know what?
So the clothes are better.
That, that could be a woman. When I look at the thing.
I know.
It is a woman. It is a woman.
Too
look
much
at the
craft
packaging.
And care.
I want this person to go on Shark Tank.
Also, sweet treats. Thank you.
Yeah, that's definitely.
By the way, weed was on the ballot recently in a lot more states. It's like there are only a few states where it's illegal. So you are test driving.
It literally was on the ballot. The decision was so hard. They were rolling it on the
ballot. Rolled it on the ballot, rolled it up, and smoked it.
It says,
that's hemp paper.
Kells Sweet Treats, the incredible edibles, and it looks like it does have a picture of a woman.
It's a female. Yeah, I look at the color. That's flowers. Is too.
Wait, hang on. The Kells, incredible edibles. Is R. Kelly selling this stuff?
No.
Keenan and Kells.
Charlotte. Oh, no. Perfect. Charlotte, North Carolina. Twitter, @ Kells, K-E-L-L-Z.
We all know how Keenan did. Keenan did great. We don't know about Kell.
So sure. And then a phone number.
It's a really good burger.
Right. Would you guys like to guess?
Yes.
Before they got shut down, I have a screenshot of their Twitter account. Kells
Sweet
Treats.
How many followers they have?
How many followers did they have? I'm going to read you the bio first.
Let's hear the
local
bio.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, then a whole bunch of cool emoticons that say basically drug stuff.
Uh-huh.
Infused desserts and drinks with your name to order. So I think you could do some sort of customization on their desserts and stuff if you want to.
I want a Byron
Charlotte,
Bowers.
North Carolina, joined December 2020, right?
Mm-hmm. Pandemic.
Pandemic.
Well, okay.
Yep.
Probably got keys.
Entrepreneurs. Like,
how many followers do you think they
have? How many followers do you think they had? Before they shut it down.
You know a number pop up?
What?
10,000.
Okay.
Jay, what do you think? That's so many followers. And all I'm thinking of is Charlotte and Red Robin, and all I want is that Price's Fried Chicken. How good was that place?
You ever been to Price's Fried Chicken?
The Chicken Coop in Charlotte. We were doing the Comedy Zone there, and it was the best thing ever. All right. I'm going to say 3,200.
Okay.
I'm going to say 789.
I wish, guys. 115.
Oh, that's it?
That's They're
it.
Just starting out.
I should have shot it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over. You gave him a lot of credit.
I like about the whole Bible Belt situation.
No, he saw the packaging and was like, this is a professional operation.
But I'm just, you know, I might go to Raising Cane's and get some of that cocaine.
Raising Cane. Raising C-A-I-N.
Yeah, Cane. Raising Cane's.
I'll have the Raising
Cane. I'll take the Raising Cane's.
I'll have a Raising Cane. I'll have a Coke and some Raising Cane. And you're like, what? Boom. That's how you order it. That's
yeah, that's the combo.
The customer.
No ice. No meth, please. No ice.
Or all ice.
All ice. All ice.
Ice that shit out.
Ice.
Got a cup of ice. Cup of ice.
Why is he giving me so much eye contact when he says that? He wants something.
The customer.
Ice.
I've got a great idea.
I'm seeing so much teeth. He's rubbing his.
The customer said after she reported finding the edibles to management at the restaurant in University City, she was told by the employee responsible that they. Or, I'm sorry, taking that again. She was told the employee responsible had been sent home, and corporate leadership was now investigating.
Yeah, man, you get corporate leader. I mean, if you work for Red Robin Corporate, you're like we're waiting to do this. This is all we want to do.
Bottomless fries.
Activate
at Red Robin.
Me, please.
Bottomless fries at Red Robin.
Yeah, that's their thing. Bottomless
that's
fries.
Right.
Yeah. The guy. It's like they talked to the guy, and he said, "This is what the." The guy who put the drugs in the bag, this is what he told corporate leadership.
What did he say?
They talked to the guy, and he said it was something he didn't know he could do and that he didn't know it was against their policy.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know it was against your policy to put drugs in a Rice Krispie treat and slide it into a Red Robin at the curbside pickup.
Any restaurant would say it's against our policy to put anything in the bag they
that
didn't
isn't
order.
Red Robin.
Just what they
Robin.
Didn't order they at didn't all. Know.
Yeah.
Don't put an extra burger in there. That's against our policy.
Well, spiritually, look, people are down.
That's right. You need a little pick-me-up.
They can't afford certain restaurants,
that's
so they
it.
Want something fast. So
sure.
Maybe, you know, they thought that this would be helpful. They were just trying to help.
Oh, that's
them.
What
maybe.
I said. I think there's a lot of times this worked.
Yeah.
And we never heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was like, fuck, I love
most people
this
are like,
Robin.
This is great.
Yes. Customers.
They're like, this is my favorite Red Robin.
I blame the catchphrase people that for getting it, not, you know, teaching people how to properly order it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Right. So they then you get just so this might be
although,
on the person who ordered.
With all this
is what we're trying
but
to say.
With all of the marketing material in the bag, I don't think you had to special order. I think they were trying to grow their business through their to-go orders at
maybe.
Their other job.
Like maybe. When
yeah,
someone
yeah,
puts
true.
Like a rock in a little thing on your driveway and is like, I do like,
what?
Landscape.
Oh, yes.
Driveways
yeah,
and landscaping.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, that's a sample of
exactly.
what I do.
Simple of
it's
what.
The ugliest rock, too. I'm like, you couldn't put no quartz?
Customers say the biggest worry is now safety. My concern, this is a quote, is that this is very dangerous for people not knowing what's in it, how much is in it, she said. If a child got it, they could possibly be harmed really bad. Okay, fine on the last part. But the first two, it looks like it tells you exactly what's in it and how much is in it.
It's well labeled.
So it's a thing of like this lady is not against the drugs. She just want to know who makes it, right, and how much stuff is
it's Kells. It's Kells. It's Kells Sweet Treats.
Kells Sweet Treats.
I don't know said, Kale. Who is Kale?
Exactly.
Right.
R. Kelly.
Well, no. Stop the customer it. Said she handed the edible
Kellen
over.
Winslow.
There you go. Handed the edible over to the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department, which is now investigating. Officers told her they plan to test it to find out what's exactly in it. Fine. WCNC Charlotte reached out directly to Red Robin CMPD to get details about the case. This is what I love. We're going to get out of here on this.
Okay.
On June 24th, CMPD, that's your Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department, told WCNC Charlotte it doesn't have the ability to test products for THC. These are the police.
They you don't. Be.
They can't even test for
can't
weed.
Can't there be one guy on staff?
Just like, take a bite.
Yeah, yeah, like take a bite. Let's see what happens. All right,
you know how I think they ate that shit. They went to the restaurant and then they buried that shit.
This is like we can't test.
They
it with
found
it.
Kales and they said, "Hey, do you do Christmas party?"
The Charlotte Mecklenburg Christmas party is like Christmas the most party slamming is Christmas party sponsor.
To them, CMBB.
You want to stay open?
The cop said, "We don't have the ability to test for THC, and that the employee of Red Robin will not be facing any charges." Okay, you know how, which
like,
I love.
You know how like you can get a serial killer or like a Hannibal Lecter to like help the FBI find other serial killers? You mean you can't find one kid to just be like well, take
two
this.
Potheads and just be did, like, take,
"You're on staff."
I bet
you're
you could smell it. CMPD did say though that officers will explain to the Red Robin employee why this cannot happen again.
Don't ask for there the special sauce.
I love slap it. On the wrist.
It's fine. 100%. Hey.
And that employee will be a senator when he grows up.
Sure.
Because he's learning how politics works.
That's right. Right. Yeah. You do this, see, you get a slap on the wrist, but you move forward in this way.
That's right.
There that's short and sweet, friends. Know what you I love that nobody got arrested. I love that the cops
it's
are
beautiful.
So, are
it's
so
beautiful.
Inept.
Imagine the cops arguing like, "You do it." No. We all got to do it if we do it.
Everybody take a corner. All right, well, give us a taste of
it. A man sets up a store outside of a store.
There you go. Store outside of a store. That's coming up in segment three. Also, for our Patreon fans, we'll talk to Byron about something stupid that either he did or he saw or any of that stuff
happened
we'll
to him
that. Happened that for our Patreon. This is Dumb People Town with Byron Bowers. He's got a new special called Spiritual Inward. He'll tell what it is. New special called
Spiritual Nigga.
Thank you. And we'll be right back with more Dumb People Town.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Ready? Third story?
Take
story. Jason Sklar.
Brought to us by Megan Leskowski at Soymates Forever.
Great.
Soymates Forever. Here's the headline.
Okay.
Man arrested for stealing TVs from Walmart, selling them in parking lot.
Wow.
It's a side hustle.
Dude, you couldn't set that up somewhere else.
Well, doesn't this happen at every concert? You take the merch that they're selling there, and you sell your merch as people are heading in to get
stuff.
No,
they don't sell their merch.
I know,
they
but I'm saying he's got TVs. Who cares about how he got them? Yeah. But he's just posting up before people are heading into a place to get a TV. He's going where the customers are.
I bought speakers outside of Best Buy before.
Did yeah, you have. Were they good?
Oh, they were good. But what? To a lot of people, they were scam. But they would pull up in a white van and be like,
"It was a white van." I've had that happen to me too.
These speakers.
But I had people buy
and you
TVs
bought them?
And they on the same way, and they like, "Hey man, I got these TVs," and they bought them. And they took it home, and it was oven doors.
Yep. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they
doors?
Fit perfectly, and they give you the same weight.
That's like that's like Rich Voss's old bit. Like a crackhead will sell you anything.
Anything.
Like I got an oven door.
Yeah.
I got an iron cord.
Yeah.
It's like, who needs that?
So wait, but you heard the speakers and you bought them.
I just bought them.
And then you
and
just.
And then I took them home and heard them.
And they were good.
And they still work. Mine still work because my I gave them to my homeboy.
Are they good enough to scare a garter snake? That's for our Patreon.
No, wait. Yeah.
But the good thing is, it's weird because that's kind of the best place. Because people go to Walmart looking for TVs.
That's what I'm saying. He's posting up where the customers
are
coming.
Yeah, so, it's some crackhead type thing.
It's foot traffic.
It's foot traffic.
Logic, but
it's
I see the logic in it. Like, you're not going to go to the Home Depot.
Right. Nobody's going TVs. In there for a TV.
Or Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay.
Sell cookies out in front of a Baskin Robbins.
There you
like
go.
People are coming for dessert.
You're coming for
they
dessert.
Want something
I got
sweet.
Something that
exactly.
I got it for you.
You could choose to go there.
should have posted up there.
That's right, Kels. All right.
That's what the employee, when they leave the Red Robin, they should go work at.
That's right.
Walmart outside parking lot TVs.
All right, Knoxville man, this is in Tennessee,
okay.
Was arrested Saturday for stealing televisions from the Chapman Highway Walmart. So it's on a highway.
I mean,
then selling them.
Look, listen, Walmart has a lot of money. Like, now I'm kind of on this guy's side.
But also, like, go to a different Walmart.
Agreed. Right.
Or go to a Best Buy.
Right.
But don't go outside of the Walmart you just stole from.
That's meth head type of thing.
That is part of the stealing is the getting away. You don't stay there.
Dan, this is half of an idea. He did the first half of the idea. Right. I'm going to stay.
He's on camera and everything.
Yeah.
100%.
Then selling them in the parking lot of the store, an incident report obtained by WVLT News states. Officers responded to the Walmart around... What time?
Okay. What time are you stealing
time
TVs?
Are you stealing TVs?
Well, you want to sell them, too, so you want good foot traffic coming in and out of the Walmart.
I say 10:37 a.m.
A.M.?
Mm-hmm. Jeez, what do you got?
Man, I feel a.m., too. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'm in the 9.
Ooh.
I'm in the
store just range. Opened?
No, Walmart opened earlier than that.
Well, some are
open at 7.
Yeah.
So you get enough time to go in while the employees are looking. This is if you ever want to.
But if it's 9 a.m., he's been up all night.
Yeah, but he's been plotting. But he's sleepy when he's plotting this. So here's the thing. You don't want to go at night because the inventory could be low.
And so is the foot traffic of people in the parking lot wanting to buy TVs.
Yeah, and then employees waking up, they getting called. I used to work at Walmart, the first job I got fired from.
Really?
Yeah. That was a fun firing, but that was one of my first major fires out of many. We could do a whole thing on that. But, I say morning time, like 9-ish or something to get.
Okay, 9. I'm going to go.
You got a case to store open at 7?
I'm going to go 2 p.m.
2 p.m.? All right, for those of you. Shouting at your ham radios. Mm-hmm. People love when we say that. Officers responded to the Walmart around 9 p.m.
Ooh,
in the cover of darkness.
You were 9 p.m.
But you were right on the 9. Where they found, all right, this name brings up so many questions to me. Donald Kirkland. Do you think he's from the Kirkland family that
what
sells
every... What if he's from Costco?
Yeah.
You know all the
Kirkland
brand.
Like the Kirkland nuts and the Kirkland
grills. He's like, I'm going to start my... If he said I got...
Kirkland sells too many things. You know what I'm talking about?
If they sell the nuts. I got Kirkland TVs.
You can get sweatshirts now. Just say Kirkland. People love
Thank
them.
You. I know.
Kirkland makes like golf. So they found him in possession of shoplifted property.
Donnie Kirkland.
And of course, Kirkland then ran from responding officers.
Yeah.
But they were able to take him into custody, according to the police. It's hard to run when you're holding a 50-inch
flat
TV.
Screen, a Vizio. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Roku,
50-inch Vizio.
Wow, he like run like this.
Well, no, he's doing that thing where you're shifting as you try to hold it from the top.
I like the idea of Byron is like he's portaging a canoe across like
yeah. I like that.
That's the fastest way to run because you can
see. That is the best. Yeah.
You can't get no leg mobility like this.
100%.
You can't hop a fence. You can't hop a fence cradling the TV like this.
Right.
Byron, the idea of his head going his head going back and forth.
You better hope he doesn't catch any wind because he's gone.
He's going down.
He's gonna take off. All right. Afterwards, Kirkland told officers he had stolen how many TVs.
All right.
How
he
many
TVs? He told them.
He told them.
So
he's really bad at this.
He's bad at stealing.
He definitely was high.
How many TVs did he steal?
I hope he bragged.
And he also stole the karaoke machine and camping equipment from the Walmart.
He's a goddamn
shop. He's a party, man.
I see what he's doing.
How many, he's setting up a shop. All right, so how many TVs did he steal?
Going to Burning Man.
10 pop up in my head.
10, okay.
That's a lot.
I'm going to go 4. Your guess from earlier.
16.
This dude stole 3 TVs.
Okay.
That's it. Right.
Within
Daniel
one.
Close.
Three.
All right, good.
The Walmart manager also told officers he saw Kirkland loading one of the TVs into a cart in the store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was charged with theft.
You load it into a cart. How do you just walk out with the TV?
First off, he stole 3 that day?
3 that day and some camping equipment and a karaoke machine to make it fun.
Yeah.
He's like, I have a fun store.
No, you need the karaoke machine to be like, hey, you're going into Walmart? Come over here. Yeah. I got better. I can beat their prices all day.
To the tune of a song.
I'm rolling back. Fuck them.
They're rolling forward.
I'm literally on a cart rolling back. Come get this shit.
Yeah. And he's singing it to the tune of God's Plan by Drake. It's playing behind. Behind him, and he's like, "This is God's plan."
TVs. I think overall he stole like 10 TVs.
I think he did
3 in a day.
He mentioned 3. So you're right. It could have been
more. Also, it's like when
you
mention 3, you know, it's like, how much did you have to drink? 3 drinks, and you're like, okay, that was 10.
Yeah,
that's 10.
You know, he was gonna get caught. That's greed.
Mm-hmm. It's greed.
Even if it was God playing God, like, nigga, I ain't say three.
You took too much.
Yeah.
You went too far.
One for the church, one for the house.
That's right.
You know you got to give one to the church. You feel
you give one. You give one to the church, and you're like, okay, we're good.
This for the side room when the church is full.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So that you can you can watch
so
the
they can see
the
service because
right,
there's too
that.
Many people in the room.
All right, there you go.
That is the story, and that is the show.
So stupid.
He is Byron Bowers. He's our good friend, and he's got a brand new special out on Hulu and on Disney. It's called One More Time.
Spiritual nigga, unless you're a Nazi, then it's spiritual.
Unless you're Nazi, and you look, we can't say it, but we can watch it. All of us can watch it. And all of us
support
can support
it.
Support this dude because he's funny as hell.
Live life to the fullest.
That's it. And
there's a lot going on in the world.
Live life to the fullest, and oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.